The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. Brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening. Today is January. January the 1st, 2016, and just want to thank you all for listening and joining us in this coming year that we plan on having very, very much on the table set for you, and we do definitely appreciate and want to thank you all for listening. And as we said, today is January 1st, 2016. We have a live show for you today. And before we get into the show and the overall message that we're going to be bringing, we have to take care of the business first. Everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and share it with friends, family, and also, if possible, make monetary donations or also contact Scotty, see what you can do. Help this network to grow to where it should be, because we need you just as much as you need us in these coming days and what's going on in the world as we prepare for the advent of events that will unfold, ready or not. Here they come, so we might as well be prepared for them all. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and also support Tando Radio Show. Tell your friends and family about Tando Radio Show also. And you can follow us on Facebook, and our Facebook page that you can follow us on is Tando Radio. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. We have some of the postings here of what we're going to be talking about are some of the events that are going on in the world from all over the world. I like to grab news articles from all over the world to give a broad array of opinions and everything else. So you can look also there and see some of the things that are going on that I think is kind of important, or if you have some things that you think are important, send it to me. Definitely we'll post it. I know Brother Braggs and Brother and Sister Davis post on Tando, and you know, they find articles and they can just post them there. So it's really, really important that we have a collective effort in the posting, because we are totally in this together, but we live this individually. So there's a collective prudence that's so necessary. So we have articles that are posted there that you can check out, leave a comment, give a like, or you know, share at will. But this is the information that we post there is for you to know what's going on, and we're going to touch on some of those things today. So with that being said, today's show, what we're going to talk about today is just what we can expect, some of the things that we can expect in the coming months and how to play it. What you need to do, of course, you know, with Tando Radio Show, anything that's going to go on in the world, I believe that you need to prepare for some of the major events that are going to affect us, have a global effect and a immediate individual effect and a community effect against you, your family, and our overall community at large. So we like to prepare for those things, and there are things and preparations that you can do. And that the steps that you need to be taking as we speak right now before things happen. You always want to prepare for something before it happens so that you can increase your odds of surviving it and increase the options that you have within it, and also to seize on the opportunities that will arrive, because you saw it coming, you knew what to do once it came, and you had an appropriate response. You know, if you don't see some things coming, you have no way of preparing for a lot of the unseen in so many ways. If you don't know what's coming, then you won't know how to respond when it does happen. But that is not always the case, but most likely it is, and has a very balanced approach to everything. So one of the things that I want to talk about today is a couple of things. But before we get started, what I want to do tomorrow, I'm going to post a video. I actually went through my neighborhood today and drove through it a little. You know, I've been busy with, you know, with the just getting here, the move here, and everything else. So today, drove through the neighborhood, and I drove through the side that was affected by one of the tornadoes that hit this area a week ago tomorrow. And I wasn't prepared for it. I'm gonna post something, the video from that tomorrow. It was gripping, and it was beyond, I haven't seen anything like that from a storm. It was my first, encounter with the aftermath of a tornado, and it was devastating. And when I say devastating, it was really devastating. I was really, really shocked at the level of devastation. And you can actually see the path that the tornado took, and the homes and the people that were affected by it all. So I'm going to post that tomorrow in a video. And I'm going to be kind of as discreet as possible for to have respect for the people that have lost some things. I'm not just going to, you know, just put out, you know, things that are going to be insulting or just, you know, not in respect for the people that have actually lost. And I plan on tomorrow going around that neighborhood and seeing if there's anyone there that needs anything or any help. When anything and offer the help, and I was really, really taken by the overall gravity of the destruction that was there. Multiple homes were hit and destroyed. The damage from the tornado varied from the path that it took and just the dynamics of it. And I was surprised because this area was only, I would say, maybe four blocks from the neighborhood in which I live in now. And it was quite shocking, much worse than I thought. And so today was the first day that I actually got out and saw it. So I will definitely post something tomorrow inside of Cando, just so you know. And it just shows, you know, where you live geographically. You have to prepare for some of the events that can happen to you by way of geographics, by way of demographics, by way of overall different threat levels, because every place is different. You know, in California, where I was from, we didn't have tornadoes. We had earthquakes. And earthquakes are quite devastating, much more devastating than tornadoes, but you don't have them as frequently. Tornadoes are a different beast. Hurricanes are a different beast, but the thing is that you still have to prepare for them. And I think that the people that live in seasonal hurricane areas and seasonal tornado areas are much more prepared for events than people that are in earthquake zones such as California, because you never know when they're going to come. You feel them from time to time, but they're very small. You don't have the yearly big ones that you would have, the yearly large hurricanes and yearly sizable tornadoes, you know, from F3 to F1, you know, the likelihood of you getting those are much, much greater than having real sizable earthquakes in California that are devastating. But earthquakes are completely devastating because they take out everything. Some houses stand, some houses don't, but on the majority of the damage is pretty vast, and much more vast than a tornado in some instances, depending on the degree. The larger the earthquake, then yes, it's going to be much, much more devastating. But I was quite shocked. So just wanted to send out my love and my energy and my harmonic peace and prayers to the people that have been affected by the numerous tornadoes that happened 1 week ago. And I'm actually going to get out tomorrow and actually see if I can help in any way that I can. And it just speaks to the volume of being prepared. And it just reminded me that there is a warning, many warnings of various things that are on the horizon that are going to affect us individually and collectively in this country and within our communities and within our families and us individually, that we should definitely take heed to and prepare for. And it really dedicated me to this mission of preparing. It's not a popular one. It's not one that gravitates a lot of attention. It's not one that gets a lot of response from people. But it just reminded me of why I was doing what I was doing, because if you can just help a couple of people, one person, two people, 20 people, 30 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, you know, 10,000, a million people, then you've done what was put into your spirit to do. And that is so important, because just like from the different calls to prepare of the past, from either from biblically to just at different times in history when there was a threat to the people and the people had time to prepare for what was coming, and then those people that prepared were frowned upon, were ostracized, were insulted, were actually belittled and put off into as not being relative until the event happened. And once the event happened, then everyone was screaming and everyone was pleading for some form of assistance from the people that prepared. And that can be a very, very dangerous thing for people that do prepare. You can never overextend yourself. You have to first take care of yourself, your family, and then the community at large. And there's a course way from history that's been proven that those steps should be taken. And so, you know, it just rededicated me to this message. There are a lot of things that, you know, Scotty could be doing. It's a lot of things that the other program people here at Black Talk Radio Network could be doing. There's other things that I could be doing. But instead, we decided to, when that call went out, we said, here I am. And that is very, very important. And, you know, I would also say, you know, in that, there's a level that you have to be careful of individually, because so many people really, there are some very sincere people and we absolutely love them, and those are the people that we do as much as we possibly can for. Then those are people that will always take advantage of everything. And I like to say that those are the individuals that will expect you to treat them like Jesus while they kiss you like Jesus. And there are definitely people that are that type of personality that just comes with the overall pool of talent and the pool of individual people. And, you know, those individuals you deal with accordingly, however is the most appropriate response to that you should take. But there are people that will expect you to treat them like Jesus while they kiss you like Jesus. But that's not the basis of why you should be doing things. And I know that's not the basis of why, you know, we do things here at Black Talk Radio Network, from, you know, CC to Scotty to our listeners, to Brother Davis, Brother Bragg, Jerry, you know, the callers that we have and the people that listen to us, my man Woody Jones and Deborah and every so many people. They're very sincere in nature. And I really do appreciate that, because it's going to take us all, you know, from my man Marcus Johnson, my man Lance Serves, all of these individuals sacrifice for the overall good of the people. And that is what's so reassuring. But we can't treat those individuals as leaders. We have to look at them as ones that are setting the example for us all to emulate in our own form. Because the more of us that get involved in things, the stronger we become. If we only allow ourselves to be led, then we are as weak as the weakest link, and that being the leader. That's why it's so important that we have leaderless movements, so so that we move. Leaderless movement, when the water rises, and when you have a tsunami, it's not led by anything. It's a massive movement. And in that massive movement, so much energy consumes everything else. The energy of that water, the weight of the water, the strength of that water, the energy of that water supersedes and consumes everything in its path. We need to become the tsunami and not the march. Much, much more effective, and our energy needs to be emulating that. And it takes every single person that's listening to Black Talk Radio Network, Candle Radio, and all of the programming that are here in all of the efforts. We need not to look to individuals or weak points or singular points. We need to look towards collective points of strength and energy that move without hindrance and without being subjugated and without being infiltrated and without being compromised by the weak points of individuals or individual groups or collections of small numbers of people. It has to have the energy of us all. And that's where you will have real meaningful results. So just wanted to bring that in. And today's show, some of the things I want to go over before we get into today's show, let's check out some of the articles that I posted that I think are very, very important for us to look at. And to my man Scotty, I don't know if he's listening or not. I know Scotty has a bunch of things to do. Love the post that you sent earlier, this morning. Very, very important. And you know what I'm talking about. Very, very important thing. Brother Gaddafi was much more than what they said. He was a key figure in a lot of things. So just wanted to get that was to Scotty, you know what I'm talking about. Now, couple of the postings that we had, you know, last night they had a fire in Dubai at a hotel, and this is very telling. Huge fire at one of the hotels in Dubai in celebration of New Year's. It was a New Year's Eve celebration, bringing the new year, and the hotel caught on fire. And this was a massive fire, huge, huge fire. And last I checked, it was hours and hours ago, but the building was burning for over 15, 16 hours, and it was still withstanding. And if you know, I posted that in Cando just to see how long. And for all of us and you to take a look at this building and see how the building was just totally engulfed in flames, much more than anything that you saw in New York at the Twin Towers. And this building was burning on multiple floors and multiple levels, and it never ever collapsed. And it won't collapse. Buildings don't collapse from fires. Okay? When buildings collapse, it's because its infrastructure has been compromised. And that was the case. Just shows you the physical evidence, and this is why it's so important not to believe propaganda. The most important thing for us to do as individuals and collectively is to become great investigators, because investigators, they do not care about propaganda. They only, sincere investigators, they only go where the evidence leads them, and they're indiscriminate in that approach towards it. And that's what we need to be. We need to be the consumers and the investigators of evidence that is apparent. And that will lead you to where you really need to focus your energy and to where the truth is, because the truth stands on its own. It's just that we have to be able to stand and meet the truth. You can't meet the truth on your back, on your knees, or on your belly, because then it will run you over and continue in its stance while you will lay down. So it's so, so important that we follow the truth in so many different things. So posted that there for everyone to see, that fire that was there. And I'll probably check it later on and see what the status of that building is now. That fire was so intense. They probably finally got a control of it and maybe even have extinguished it to a certain level. But now they probably have to go through and actually make sure that the fire is out. By actually pulling from different floors to ensure that fire is out. But was definitely very telling as to how the lies and the propaganda control our overall thinking, and it makes us hold people that do not deserve authority to where we give blind faith to them. So check out that article, really good one. I posted it late last night. Also, this morning, very, very important article posted was a Russia says Ukraine defaulted on $3 billion in euro bonds. Very, very important. And this is important because this was a strategical default. And what I mean by that, it was meant to actually harm the Russian economy. If you remember, a couple of months ago, there was an article where the U.S. and the European Union and the IMF was encouraging Ukraine to default on its debt to Russia. And let me tell you, this is a very dangerous game that's being played here, because what happens is this. This hurts the Russian economy and it hurts the Russian position. But believe me, they knew that this was coming, and this is why Russia and the BRIC nations have been moving in the way that they've been moving. Now, this default is going to definitely hurt the Russian economy. But Russia will respond. They will in turn increase the default of other sovereign wealth funds and other economic important keystone placements or foundations that will hurt the U.S. economy. Now, this was the fifth largest sovereign wealth fund to default that happened today. It defaulted as of today. Now, the significance of this is huge. And why this is so big is because it's the fifth, but there is one that will actually be bigger than this default. And it's is going to be slightly bigger than the default that has just happened with Ukraine. And that is Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's default will be much bigger. It won't be much bigger, but it will be larger than the Ukraine's default. And believe me, Russia will orchestrate and manipulate it so that that sovereign wealth fund in Puerto Rico does default. How they will do it, don't need to know. I just know that they will, because it's a strategical move by them to ensure, if you're going to play a game of war by way of breaking economies, that they will engage in that type of warfare also. And the thing is this, is that Russia's debt obligations is much, much less. Russia basically has no debt. But they still are very dependent, heavily dependent on their economic, their energy, their natural gas, their oil revenue, as is a large, large share of their overall economic base. So they have some real exposure there. But they realize that they can have the U.S. fall at a much greater pace and much faster than they will, and that's by starting to trigger massive sovereign wealth default and trigger the derivative default. And that's what we're going to talk about today in some part and partial. But the thing with the Ukraine is about $71.5 billion bond default. Well, Puerto Rico's bond default will exceed $72 billion, maybe even reach into the trillion. And that is definitely going to be one that is going to be much worse for the U.S. than the Ukraine default for Russia, because Russia knew this was going to happen, and they maneuvered themselves so that they won't be as adversely affected by it at all. Russia definitely has some major cards that they can play. They control a lot of natural gas, which Europe needs. And so the actual ball is still in their court, but they will have a great economic downturn because of this, and this will adversely affect them. But now, why is this important for you, the everyday person? Because the economic war is ramping itself up to go to all-out global war. And the bad thing about this is that the U.S. is already outmaneuvered and is in a position of disadvantage. They will not have an appropriate response to economic triggering or the default that the U.S. will go through. And when I say the U.S., I'm not talking about the U.S. government. I'm talking about every single person that's listening to this radio broadcast that lives here in the so-called United States, that have paid taxes in the United States, because you will be the ones that are going to be on the hook for the debt default. You will be the creditors that will actually have to take the haircut. But when this happens, it's not going to be a haircut. It's going to be a decapitation. So, times are really going to get rough because of this as this continues to move on. Believe me, there is going to be a very, very strong economic response by Russia to this, to where they've already positioned themselves to get people to actually start to sell treasuries, which has been going on. And this is something that you need to do, and we want to talk about this and how to prepare for it. So this is a real important article that you should not neglect. You should not look past. If it's something that adversely affects you just because it says Russia and the Ukraine, it really has real ramifications and implications for you here as individual people, and has implications for your family and our community at large. So check out that article. Read it. Get to know it. We're going to take a look at it. Just want to go through some of it before we get back to it, and we're going to put this all together. Next, this is another very, very telling article before we go into the commercial break. This was from, the last article was from CNBC today, and this article comes from ActivismPost.com, and it says that the Switzerland follows Iceland in declaring war against the banksters. This is huge. And this is extremely big. And this has direct ties to you, your standard of living. And the reason why that is because the economic collapse that we're starting to see has all been created. It has all been massaged. It has all been manipulated. It is all part of a plan to destroy your overall quality of life, because they've already stolen your labor, and now they don't want you to be able to benefit from your past labor by having a form of savings by way of retirement or by way of economic sovereignty. They want to destroy your ability to work. They want people to work until they are made the great transformation, have died on the job. They want, this is what they really require. They don't care about the currency because they create it. They care about the energy that you produce. Energy is the key to life. Without energy, there is no life. And they want you to continue to provide ways and means, your way of life, providing for their means of life. And this is how it's done, through manipulation and through deceit and ubiquitous fraud within a financial market that you have grown to depend on. So let's take a look at what's going on here. What's going on here is that they're setting up the collapse in different phases. And one of the phases of the collapse is, one, to have the collapse, a major economic event globally to happen that affects people throughout the world. And that is what's going to happen. And when that does, then they're going to start to point fingers. Early last year, I think it was in June or in May of 2015, posted something that Jamie Dimon of JP Morgan said. He said that, there is going to be some great dysfunction and great perilous times economically that are coming. And the thing is that basically, I'm going to surmise what he said. Danny Dimon said, is because that we've been handcuffed by the regulators, the only way that we can fix it is if we get rid of the regulations that hinder us now. That was a key that they were going to take more from you. Not in form of regulations or anything else, but they were going to enslave you even more. They were going to, they now have plausible deniability that the system has crashed. In order for the system to crash, they don't care about the crashing of it, because it's not their system that's crashing, it's yours. They want you to have so much pain and discomfort to where you will be begging them for relief. And you will be going to the very same people that engineered the collapse and asking them to fix it. And that's what they want. And they will tell you, we will fix it, but this is what you're going to have to give up. It's just like what you see with the taking back of the so-called liberty that they give you. One thing about a man can give you liberty and a man can take it away from you. A man can never give you freedom. It's been given to you already. It can only, freedom can only be surrendered by you. I don't say give me liberty or give me death. I say I will keep my freedom or I will give you death. Because liberty is something that man writes. Liberty is something that man manipulates. Liberty is something that is opposite in an advent to God, to the great creator God Almighty that is given to you there. Because now man becomes your God. Man becomes your provider. Man becomes the one that has established a system in which you live by, known as an economy. When the great creator God Almighty created an ecosystem that is absent of any man's economy. And within that ecosystem, everything and everyone is free. And within man's economy, everyone is subjugated and enslaved in some form or another. This is the truth in which we live in. But we're going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to look at these articles, jump into this show, very important show.
Brother Dave.
If you'd like to get in on the conversation. Oh, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah. I know you've been real busy with the new move and whatnot, but I had sent out some videos for some of the things that we're changing up. So the host will now take care of the station identification breaks or any of those things. You are logged in, right? To the switchboard.
Yeah. I'm on the way that we used to do it. I thought I was going to take care of that today.
No. That's not what I'm talking about. You're logged into the conference line. I hate to do this on air, but it's fine. Y'all bear with us.
Yeah. I'm in on the conference. Yeah.
All right. You see on the right hand side that little blue box that says broadcaster. To the right hand side.
Right-hand side says broadcast. No.
You see where all the callers would be? In those.
Oh, yeah. I see broadcast. Yeah, I got you.
Now, click on that.
Okay, got you.
It comes out. Click on uploaded files.
Got you.
And those four, they will always be there. The top four, those are your station identification breaks. And you just take them. You know, it don't matter if you're late or if you're early, but those are there. So y'all will start handling that.
Okay, got you.
All right.
Okay, cool. Okay, thanks, Scotty.
You're welcome.
Okay, so let me take a look. So we don't have...
In the close it, just click back on that blue tab that says broadcaster, and that'll close it. But just click on one of them green buttons, and that'll play the station ID. It's always going to be in uploaded files.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay, right. I got you now. I got you. Okay, got it now. All right. Well, hey, everyone, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get back into the show. We're going to talk about some of these articles and everything that's in. We're going to jump into this. Got some very, very important information. Totally got it. Stop now, Scotty. This is cool. I like it. So we're getting ready to go to a quick 15-second break, and then when we come back, we will jump back into the show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, and hit *61. I will see you in the queue and bring you up. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back after this quick moment. necessary announcements.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Hi, I love it. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Avery Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and just want to thank you all for listening today. And today's show is, we have a live show with January 1st, 2016, so show of the so-called New Year. And as always, you know, they may say dates change, but the site remains the same. We are still here in this, and nothing ever. And that's one of the things that we have to really take control over. We got to take control over time. I'm going to tell you something. There is no such thing of it. You are eternal beings. You need not to wear a watch. A watch is nothing more in the time of things is set by the manipulation of your eternity. That is a watch for enslavement. So, but we'll talk about that at some other time. But right now, what we were talking about, we're talking about some of the events that are happening, and then there is a posting that we put into Tando Radio Show that I want to bring to your attention. Very, very important one. And it says, Switzerland follows Iceland in declaring war against the banksters. Very, very important article. We're going to come back to that, a little bit later in the show. But there's a couple of things I want to go over before we start the actual show. Okay, so now, just a brief synopsis of this. What this is happening is that right now you're going to, as we were speaking before we went to the station break, was that what you're going to see right now is that you are going to see the created and scheduled collapse, because they want to get you on, you know, they have you on your knees now, but that's not enough. They're going to want you on your belly. When I say them, are the very same people that create the environment of enslavement, the environment of economic famine, of famines, of disease, of death, destruction through war and everything else. These individuals that these principalities that actually create these environments, okay, and massage these environments for a particular reason. That reason is that they're stealing your energy, because the harvesting of your energy is just as important as harvesting your organs. It's even more important than harvesting your organs or harvesting your individual physical being, enslaving you more. To enslave your free will is the most important gift that the great creator God has given you, so it becomes priority number one. And that's where the harvesting of your true harmonic existence is, your eternal existence is through your energy. And that is what's being stolen or created an avenue to where you surrender it. So now, they're going to collapse this economy, and what they're going to do, and you can see this being played out step by step, is that they're going to collapse this globally. And in this global collapse, one of the first things that they're going to do is that they're going to already, through plausible deniability, they already have someone to blame. Where did you see this before in history? Kind of like what happened in New York. They already had a so-called boogeyman for you to be upset at from the event that amazed you, gripped you, and terrorized you, and put you into a state of fear. So they know that this works so well, so they're going to continue this program of creating a boogeyman or creating someone that is a threat to you when it is a facade of what the real intention is. So they're going to have an economic collapse off of the economy that you are dependent on. They're not dependent on that economy. So they're on a resource-based economy, because they realize that those that control energy control nations, and those that control resources control all of the people of the world. Not about the cash. You know, a lot of people say follow the money. They don't know, first of all, they don't know what money is. They mean follow the currency. No, that tells you where the low-lying minions are. The people that are insignificant doing things. And we look at those people as they are doing something, a threat to us all. Not realizing that there's something much bigger and more prevalent and is the real culprit of our freedom. Not these two big criminals and murderers that you see. It's the whole system that develops these individuals, that develop these principles, that develop these energies. So they're going to collapse this economy globally. And they're going to start to point the finger. And one of the first places that they're going to start to point the finger through to is the bankers. But it's not just going to be any bankers. It's going to be the Western bankers. And they're going to get the whole world. And they're going to start to reveal from LIBOR to the MERS defrauding of the housing market, from the interest rate fraud and all these other fraudulent matters. And you're starting to see this now come out when you're starting to see people getting prosecuted. And they want, you know, bankers to be prosecuted, but they're not going to be the bankers that have made any real meaningful decisions. These people are just following their orders, but they were happy to do it. They were complicit in it all. Okay? So they're going to let them be the fall guys. And the U.S. economy is going to be the main goal. Because what they're going to say is that from the ubiquitous fraud within the Western banking sector and through Deutsche Bank, through some of the major banks throughout the world, and the ones that are known as American Bank, through the Federal Reserve, you know, all this stuff is just a franchise. They all are part of the same banking system. And they're going to say it was the Western bankers that were doing all of the fraud and manipulating the fraud. And they're going to say through the U.S. government, and the U.S. government was upholding it. Remember when the former Attorney General Holder said that some of the banks were too big to prosecute because of the financial ramifications with destabilizing through the national security, meaning it would destabilize the whole country and the whole world? Well, they were setting you up. They went before that and said that on camera in that hearing so it can be repeated later on to say, see, we told you about this, but you didn't pay attention to it. We told you that you needed to do something, and you wouldn't give us the leeway to do it. Now that you are begging us, this is what we need to do. And in return, we're going to have to take something more from you. You're going to have to give up more of your liberty. One of the plays that they're going to do is that the rest of the world is going to come to hate the United States because of its acts of the past, rightfully so, but manipulated completely. The acts of the United States through its colonization programs will be brought to the world to look at and to judge, and they will be accused by the Russians and the Chinese, the BRIC nations. And they will bring them to the court of public opinion, and the world will turn its back on the United States and every person that's here. One of the things that they're going to say is that you live way beyond your means at our expense. Your quality of life, you didn't deserve, and it was taken by by deviant and malevolent means through your government. It doesn't matter because the people benefited from it. You had a quality of life standard that superseded what you should have been given, and it was actually fraudulent in nature. You know, this is why whenever you travel across the world, your dollar buys a whole lot more because it's the petrodollar status and the reserve currency status. And it was backed by the U.S. military. So those three things were being pushed on the rest of the people. So the rest of the people had to work all of their lives for nothing while you had the luxuries of so-called, where you said, I love this great country because we're free here. You didn't even realize that it was all a big setup. It was a huge setup. Huge. And now they're going to use that against you to where the rest of the world will look at you with great, great hatred, and they will cry for your blood. And this war, this global war that we're going to move to, the rest of the world is going to align with the BRIC nations against the United States. It is the exact same thing happened in Germany before the Third Reich took over. And that played out so well, they're going to bring that back, and you will see that here. The rest of the world will hate the Americans like they hated the Germans. And they will come together to defeat them. And guess what? The United States will completely be destroyed. And all of everything that you've worked for will be lost immediately. And then not only that, that won't be enough. That won't be enough. Now they will require that you pay reparations. And the ones that are going to pay the reparations, this is why a person is not a human being, is not a living entity. The person in the corporation of the United States will be guilty. But you, the individual citizen of the United States, will pay dearly for the corporation, the person of the corporation, misdeeds. Just like in so many other instances throughout history that this has played out. And one, and some of the things that they're going to do, one, is they're going to require that you work off the debt. They're not going to let you just walk away from the debt. They're going to require that you work off this debt. And those, the old sweatshops that you've seen in other countries and third world nations that you know, when we were here in the United States, saw them and knew that they were there and we did nothing about them. You know, we felt bad about it, but we did nothing about it. We continue to live the life of the land of the home of the brave and the land of the free at the expense of colonizing and stealing things from Africa, colonizing and stealing things from South America, colonizing and stealing things from Asia, from all over the world, and having a standard of living that was not deserved, that was benevolent in nature. And we were complicit because we did nothing about when we knew that things here and that these individuals that were waging these wars, through many of them, you name them, Iraq, Gaddafi, Libya, we can go on and on and go on and on, all through Africa. We go on and on about the misdeeds and the colonization of this, that this banner and this flag has waged. And those people of those nations have not forgotten, because they were on the opposite end of it all. And once the great accusers, being the BRIC nations, come and bring to the court of global opinion what the United States has done, and they will bring forth the information, oh, believe me, they have it all. From what happened in New York, to what happened in Paris, to what happened all over the world, they're going to bring all of these instances up. And Russia is going to be the accuser. And the rest of the world is going to move to them and away from the United States. All of these allies of the United States are abandoning the United States as we speak. These are the events that are happening to let you know that this economy is about to fall. And you have to position yourself accordingly for that. And it's more than essential now. It is the only thing right now, outside of providing for your family daily, is the only thing, make one of the major things that you need to be preparing for. Because if you look at this article that's from Activist Post, let's take a look at it. Check it out. This is what it says. Let me pull this up here. So you have this plan. It's out of Switzerland. And Switzerland is very important because you have to know the history of Switzerland, which we'll talk about, how they became the banking giant from this small nation, and how they became the hider of fortune, how that came about. There's a reason why that came about. This is the same reason why you have the Swiss guards that so-called work at the Vatican to protect the Pope. In actuality, they're not there to protect the Pope. They're actually there to protect the interest and agreement that was made for Switzerland to be the first banking nation of the world. This is why the Bank of International Settlement is in Switzerland, one of the four city-states in the world, meaning that they're absent of rule and they have their own individual city-state or country-state within the country that they're in. They're not beholden to the law. Once you enter on the property of the Bank of International Settlement, the City of London, the Vatican, and Washington, D.C., you are no longer in the United States, Italy, London, or in Switzerland. You're in the land of that individual organization with its law. That's why they have their own laws, law enforcement, and everything else, their own decrees and everything else that supersedes the sovereign law of the people that surround it. The reason for that. And we'll talk about that at an appropriate time. But listen, this is the article on the importance of it. This is the setup. And when you hear, and this setup is, has nothing to do with the bankers, has everything to do with you. Because you are the target. This comes from, activist post today. If you want to continue to be a slave of the banks and pay the cost of your own slavery, then let the bankers continue to create money and control credit. This is what Joshua Stamp said. Iceland has gained the admiration of the populace in recent years by doing that which no other nation in the world seems to be willing or capable of doing, prosecuting criminal bankers for engineering financial collapse for profit, to read the article. Their effective revolution against the bankers' banking class, which drove the tiny nation into economic crisis in 2008, is the brightest example yet that the world does not have to be indebted to an austere and criminal wealthy elite. In 2015, 26 Icelandic bankers were sentenced to prison, and the government ordered the banks to sell their benefits to the citizenry. Okay, stop there. See, this is the setup. One, they created the law. Two, they created the system of justice. The judges are on the bench because they have been placed there, just like every president, prime minister, and every political figure that you see is not voted on by the people, but is placed and appointed by the system. This is the system tricking you, giving you a facade of justice while strengthening their hand of enslaving you. So what they did was, in Iceland, they had which should have been done, but it's not just the bankers that need to be taken down. If they're not taken down, the whole system is just like the organizations that bring you vaccinations. We don't need more vaccinations. We need to totally destroy it. They try to say now we want to make vaccinations safe. That's what they're going to do to trick you. They're going to allow you to be heard on vaccinations and make you think that you have a voice within vaccinations, and they're not going to stop the vaccinations. But you will say that there has been changes because people went to jail. People, there were fall guys. People, the system was changed because we participated in it. No, only thing that you did is what they allowed you to do. They made you think that you were inclusive. They made you think that your decisions matter. While they continue to have a banking system, they continue to have a system of justice, and they continue to have an FDA that legislated and governed the vaccinations. Then they're going to tell you, okay, well, now we're going to tell you what's in the vaccinations, and they're going to lie about what's in it. How will you be able to vet? How will you be able to know what's really in the vaccination? Well, they're going to continue to push the vaccinations, and they're going to continue to push diseases, the famines, and the viruses, and the biological attacks against the world to make you think and make you run to get a vaccination from this new disease. When there is none. When there is none at all. It's actually the vaccination which is the actual disease that you're afraid of. So, same exact same thing here. One, you always hear me say, you play by their rules, they will rule. This is exactly the case here. You are playing by their rules, and they're strengthening their hand of rule over you, making you think. Whenever you want to enslave someone, make them think that they're free. And they'll never challenge the bounds of their own enslavement. They will be comfortable within it. So now, just before we go to this next commercial break, Icelandic bankers were sentenced to prison, and the government ordered the banks to fail to benefit the citizens. This is one of the tricks that they always do. They're going to do that exact same thing. They're going to benefit the citizenry by putting bankers in jail and to sell off their assets. You know who the biggest banker that they're going to sell off their assets and send the benefits to the citizenry is? They're going to sell off the corporation of the United States. And the beneficiaries are going to go to the citizenry. Oh, no, not you. It's going to go to the rest of the world. What part of the world is it going to go to? The new leaders of the world. It's going to go to the Eurasian countries. They're going to sell off. They're going to go, the United States is going to go into receivership, and the benefits of that, because it's the people of the world will have been adversely affected by the fraud of the banking, Western banking cabal within the United States. They've already admitted to being a banking cabal. And they're going to bring them the so-called justice, and then they're going to sell off their assets and give it to the citizenry of the world. That's what the rest of the world is going to say. Where do I sign up to get my reparations for what they did to our family, for our people, for our nation? It's a trick. So, it's a trick that you need to know. This is one, and this is going to be the precedent that is being set forth. Here we go. Continues to say, inspired by Iceland's progress, activists in Switzerland are now making an important stand against the banking cartel that has successfully petitioned to bring an initiative to public referendum that will attack the private bank where it matters the most, the power to lend money they don't actually have and to create money out of thin air. One, this is a setup. This is a trap. This is what I call a bear trap. This is a bear trap. And we're getting ready to go into a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, we need to talk about what this bear trap is and why you need to prepare for it. And what is it that you need to actually be doing? Because the setup is very deep, extremely deep. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. To hit *61, I'll see you in queue and bring you up. When we come back out of the commercial break, we're going to finish this article. It's very, very important because it's telling as to where we are in the overall economic demise of the United States and who will have to pay for it, and it's going to be you. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and the number for today's show is 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Hit *61. I will see you there. If you have any questions or comments about what we're talking about today, very, very important. It's so important. If you have any questions or any comments about it, definitely let them be made known now, because this can benefit not only you, but everyone else that's listening also. So important. A dialogue is much, much more important than a monologue. We are in very, very dangerous times, and there are things that we can do to ensure that when these things start to trigger, that we will not be adversely affected, or we can minimize the adverse effects of this and also maximize the opportunities that are going to come up, because all of this will bring opportunity for us to, one, liberate ourselves. When you start to think for yourself and you start to become a sovereign individual, it is very, very liberating, and you're able to ask the most important thing, a question about different things, and decide which direction you will go. You will see the power of you, and this is what they don't want you to do. Because the system needs your inclusion and your participation in order for it to remain alive. needs your energy. So, so important. It needs your energy. So, just before we went to the commercial break, we were talking about what Switzerland was doing, wanted to actually follow the lead of the Icelandic banks. And I want to finish this article, and then I want to show you there was a question that a good friend of mine asked and sent me email about, and this plays definitely into this, and he wanted me to talk about it, so I will. And it plays right into what this is all about. So this is, it continues on. It says that we left off that it says that inspired by Iceland's progress, the activists in Switzerland are now making an important stand against the banking cartel and have successfully petitioned to bring an initiative to public referendum that would attack the private banks where it matters the most, their power to lend money they don't actually have and to create money out of thin air. One, major, major problem here. It's huge. They talk about their power to lend money they don't actually have. It's very true. But see, most of they have already schooled the general population to think that money is paper, currency is debt. That's not it. That's not money. See, it should be their power to lend currency, their power to lend debt without having money to back it and to create money out of thin air. They just gave up everything. That's exactly what they do. They create currency value. They create the value of currency out of thin air. They set what the value of the currency is fraudulently without it having any intrinsical backing. The difference between currency and money is vast, and one of the most important things is one has intrinsical value and the other one has none at all. Or what it does have as intrinsical value can't be used as leverage. It can only be used as leverage in certain things. One of the things with paper money, one of the intrinsical values of it is you can write on it to send a note to someone. That's one. Two, you can burn it for a fire and to keep you warm. Outside of that, it doesn't have any real intrinsical value. Where real money has intrinsical value, it can do things outside of just because it exists. Paper currency can't do anything outside of, I mean, it can do, it's limited in what it can do in its physical form. You can write on it, you can use it to plaster for a wall, you can do, send a note with it, you can burn it for fuel in a fire to keep you warm, to cook or to keep you warm. Just some of the very limited things, but real money has a very prevalent and very strong position in intrinsical value, meaning just because it exists, there are other things that it can do that it has real merit. You know, I heard someone say to me, had a question to me, and it was a very, and I understood, it was a very naive position. And they were naive and ignorant to the overall intrinsical value of silver, for example. And they basically said to me, David, and many of you may think this, and I'm not being insulting, but it's because you don't know. What you don't know will hurt you. And they said to me, David, I hear what you're saying about, you know, the metals. But if we had a Mad Max situation, believe me, I wouldn't want any silver, because you can't eat silver, you know. But well, once that person said that, you know, a couple of things jumped right in my mind and I laughed. One, they say that because they have no clue of what they're talking about. They don't know the difference between money and currency. One, if you did have a Mad Max situation, which if you did have that situation, you better have silver. you can't be safe without silver in that situation. Yes, you would want silver, and it would be even more valuable in that state than it is in the state that it's in now. Because your life will depend on it, having it or not having it. You couldn't purify water effectively without it. You couldn't eat safely without it. And not only that, you can consume if you know what you're doing. But because the system has schooled them, that currency was always there to feed them, their short-sightedness only goes to what they see. And they haven't established an educational program outside the food. You could get economists, and they would, you know, world-renowned economists, and they have no clue what real money is. And I would say this, you can't be a real economist if you don't own physical silver and gold, because that tells me you don't know history and you know nothing about money. You know nothing about economic history, nor do you know anything about intrinsical money. So, for individuals that think that in a Mad Max situation, one, in a Mad Max situation, your currency is not going to be any good. Your paper currency is not going to be any good. Even before you got to a Mad Max situation, your currency wouldn't be any good. Your silver would be the most, one of the most important prized things that you could own. But see, they don't teach you that in so-called school. They don't teach you that in business school. They don't teach you that in the Keynesian economy. They don't teach you that in the school of business, from wherever you get a PhD or whatever you want to get. They don't teach you that because that's not what they want to promote. They only teach you and school you in the things that they want you to repeat. And they want you to repeat the death and destruction that the currency has, and for you to be a slave to it. So, in a Mad Max situation, if you don't have silver and gold, you're going to be in a world of hurt. Because you don't know what silver can do, you don't know the overall intrinsical value of silver, which is why you would make an ignorant statement such as that. Very, very important. So now, and this has everything to do with the creating of money out of thin air. See, man creates an economy out of thin air. There is no such thing as an economy. It only exists because we participate in it. But there is something called an ecosystem that is all around us that we ignore and destroy and are ignorant, and by ignoring it. The very thing that frees us, we destroy. And so many of us talk about being free. You'll never be free because you are not positioning yourself within the stance of freedom. You're not positioning yourself with the sovereignty of freedom. You've actually positioned yourself in enslavement. This is really what we, most of us want. We want, everybody wants a slave, but no one wants to be one. We want to be within the economy that enslaves people as long as it doesn't enslave us. Because if we continue and want to be in this economy setting, it is a setting in a program of enslavement first and foremost. And that means that we have to compromise our morality in order to uphold it. And we're willing to uphold it and compromise our morality if one thing. It doesn't adversely affect us. And this is how they're able to transfer wealth and transfer enslavement from generation to generation to groups of people to groups of people. We become what we've had to endure. And that's a very, very dangerous position because you may not, it, depending on where you are in the timeline of things, on the agenda of things, some people may not see the adverse effects of it. Some people have lived and haven't seen the adverse effects of it, so they think. No one is ever immune from it. They just compromised themselves and that we didn't even know. We continue within our own community fight for freedom, but what we're really fighting for is that if we want to enslave, as long as we're not the ones with the bonds of slavery on us, but you can't excuse, you can't remove, you can't exclude yourself. You won't be immune to this. It's just like joining the mafia. Once you're in, you can't leave with your life. Once you give in to this enslavement, you can't have the benefits of it and leave with freedom. You can't. You may think and you may ignore what you're really doing and how the adverse effects are somewhere else. Case in point, by you having a strong dollar, by you having your whole life having the petrodollar and the reserve currency dollar of the U.S. currency, or the dollars that you have in your pocket, being as valuable as they are, it came at a price for someone on the continent of Africa. It came at a price for someone on the continent of South America. It came at a price for a person in Asia. But since you didn't see it, you were just living yours. You gotta get yours. I gotta get mine. Clean cash rules everything around me.
Brother Dave, can
mine, I? I don't have. Yeah.
Can I introduce another element to that? Because I was just talking about this the other day. We were on New Abolitionist Radio, and I understand the logic behind the anti-immigration, whether you want to call them illegals, undocumented, or whatever you call them. But what you're talking about, that all of these products and cheap goods and stuff and whatever it is that we think we are enjoying comes at a price to other people. And I said that is the reason why they're coming across that border. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. Man, it's exactly right. Let me tell you, we also got a caller in queue. I'm going to go to the caller right after this. I'm glad Scotty brought that up. And one of the things that I loved about Scotty, I remember when CC first told me about Scotty, and CC told Scotty about myself. And one of the first things Scotty said was that I want to make sure, and I don't know if you remember this, Scotty. Scotty said, I want to make sure that you're not going to be promoting some blood diamond or something that is at the expense of taking from our people somewhere else. And that told me everything about you, Scotty, and I really, really did appreciate this brother totally gets it, because that's exactly right. And the thing is this, is that we have been born into this paradigm of enslavement. You know, we didn't even realize it, for a lot of people, biblically, they would keep looking for the mark of the beast. You don't need to look for the mark of the beast. You've been living under it since you were born. It's called currency. This is why within, biblically, for those of you that are biblical scholars, when Jesus went into the temple, he said that they were money changers. You turned my father's house into a den of thieves. It's the money changers. They changed what real money was to what they now deemed it as. And that has always been the mark of the beast. And what Scotty is saying with the advent of the cheap goods, you know, we get all of this stuff, but someone else is paying the price for it. That's exactly the agenda playing itself out, so-called for your good, but it's actually for your downfall. Because of that, now when they collapse this economy, they're going to use that as saying that you were living beyond your means by exploiting people of other countries. And this is what is going to be the prosperity of your stolen, the false prosperity and the stolen prosperity of the people behind you and the nation that you represented behind you is going to be the burden of you now. And there is no way to get around that. This is the big setup. This is a very methodical, asymmetrical war to enslave people and have it cyclical. Because 200 years from now, they're going to do the exact same, because the wealth transfer is going to the East. So the new America, the new freedom, you can see it in Russia, you can see it in China, they're starting to bring in new freedom for the people. The freedom is going to move to, the perceived freedom is going to move to Asia, to the yellow man. He's going to move to the Eurasian countries, Russia, China, and all of that. 200 years after then it's going to move to Africa, and they're going to switch it all back to their name. And what happens is that they have a cycle of cyclical, and it keeps going around and around, and we continue to be enslaved generation after generation. So yes, Scotty, that's exactly what's happening. And it's the exact same thing that happens with a lot of people in our community going to prison for being poor. You know, they said that the one kid that they just caught down in Puerto Vallarta, the affluent kid, what did they say? He had the disease of affluence. And because he didn't know any better, because his parents didn't teach him right from wrong, when he got drunk and he killed these people from his drunk driving, killed four people, they didn't prosecute him because he was affluent. So if the system was able not to prosecute him because he was rich, then the system should have been able not to prosecute people because they were poor. But they never give that leeway. They never give that immunity because they use the system to maintain their control over everything. The exact same thing that they did with a very rich family. They were too rich to teach him. His parents didn't teach him anything right from wrong. That's the problem that they have. But see, what they're basically saying is setting up is that the rich always get over. See, they do that and they report this stuff for this because they realize that harmonic frequencies are so strong.
I mean, think about that, though, Brother Dave. I mean, that's a common criticism of poor people, is that they have bad parenting skills. But you never hear anybody presenting that argument on, well, their parents didn't teach them from right for wrong, or they had been blasted all their life with gangster rap promoting criminality, so it's not really their fault. So we shouldn't send them to prison.
Right. Right. That is never, ever the defense. And then, they say that is a very real, credible threat, defense. No, it can't be a credible defense because it's already... a precedent has already been set when you sent people to jail that were poor. And this is, this is a dual standard that they continue to have because the system needs a dual standard because it needs to invoke anger because hate has an expiration date. And they know that they have to create new hate. They know that they have to create new hate. Hey, Scotty, my free conference call went out on me. I'm going to have to log back in. Could you bring up the caller that's in the queue for me, please?
Hey, Happy New Year, brother. It's Brother Davis.
Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show. Sorry we didn't get to you yesterday because I've been having some... My internet here isn't as fast as it was before. I'm logging back on as we speak. But Brother Davis, I know... I just want to say Happy New Year to you and Sister Davis, and I know that you have some thoughts about what we've been talking about so far.
Yes, brother, I'm going to tell you, you are hitting the nail directly on the head. But what I want people to understand is that for those of you in the know and those of you who are out of the know, all of these things you're talking about are announcing the age of Aquarius. Everything has a doorway, and in this doorway, you're going to see a whole lot of things totally flipped around. And you know what? They don't tell you that this boy's crime is that he's rich. They tell you that he's affluent. See, that's deception. And those people who are not conscious enough to understand that deception, they begin to see this child through tainted eyes. But in reality, it's exactly what you said it was. But everything is being turned upside down. Look at it. The money which once had value had no value because literally you as a human being had to create the value in money. And once you created the value in money, you decided what the level of money you are willing to sell yourself or your time for. And see, we fail to realize that it was only designed as a manipulative tool in the first place. Right. Because those people who designed it knew what their plan was. The people who needed it, or so-called needed it in order to have a quality of life, they accepted the design of the program. And see, we're not unusual. Everybody does. Because the system is designing itself as it goes along. That's why you hear this concept of people of affluence. See, they don't want to tell you they're rich people who don't really feel like they have to obey the law, which is what that comes down to. But understand this. Anytime they start out down a road, they cast dispersions. Okay, now I'm going to tell you what's going to happen over the next year. You're going to hear a lot about this so-called concept of magic. You know what magic is? An illusion. And if you follow the illusion, you will never grasp what is going on. But in the age of Aquarius, people begin to wake up spiritually and they start operating in gifts that they did not realize that they had. Now, these are called the gifts of the melanin. Now, the reason why they're called the gifts of the melanin is because those people who possess melanin will have a closer connection with the richness of the source. Understand what how I said that? The richness of the source. Now, everybody has heard of the concept of black matter, but what they don't realize is black matter is all around us. It's what we consistently live within the conference of black matter. If you look out into the universe, what do you see? Stars stuck in the consistence of black matter. And that is called cosmology. The cosmology of the universe is transferring. And if those people who are asleep, and there are many, anybody who is not following a spiritual teaching that does not take them back to the essence of cosmology, meaning the beginning, is asleep. Now, some people may be offended by that, and some people will wake up to understand, And that's where you need to be, because when you're there, you question where you are, and you start looking for where you want to go. And you see, there are people out here already that have already begun to demonstrate the richness of that dark matter. And the sad part about it is that they're going to try to give you the illusion that it's magic. That's why you're going to see programs about magic. You're going to see the programming that you hear on the radios and TVs reflect an illusion, because they don't want you to believe that you possess this type of metaphysiology. But it was always there. As long as they could keep you in the dark about it by calcifying your pineal gland with foods, by killing your spirit with fluoride. All of these are tools. They knew what they were doing. The only people who didn't know are the people who were unaware, who did not do their own due diligence. And we are at the pivotal point of evil right now. There's only one way evil can go, because it's destroyed everything to the degree that it could. But what it cannot destroy is what is about to emerge, the age of Aquarius. I'm going to tell you something. We are going to go through some rough times. But if you open yourself to other levels of knowledge that everybody's entitled to tap into. Some will be stronger than others, and some will have no resource in it at all, but yet can operate in the area of influence. Now, what is the area of influence? The area of influence is when you are meditating or you're studying and you're growing by that process, because you form a link in a chain. You see, everything in living in the universe is connected. And if you just start with that little bit of concept that I've given you and you open the doors to other levels of growth, you will find that this stuff is going to start to disintegrate. And as it starts to disintegrate, when it reaches out thinking it has the ability to, it will not. Except those people who live in those institutions of fear. Because institutions of fear already got a brand on your death. Because you're already scared to die.
Right.
I'm hoping y'all are grasping this, because I'm going to tell you something. Now we must move the teaching up to the next level. We cannot longer take people by the hands unless those people are running with their hand out. Now, what does running with their hand out mean? They are seeking, but they're looking for direction. And if you're seeking and looking for direction, you will be led to somebody who could open the door for you just enough for you to get the exposure you need to move forward. So all of these things that Brother Dave is telling you right now, this is absolutely true, and there will be victims. And the sad part about it is that you don't have to be a victim, but in reality, there will be victims. So look, first of all, I'd like to get you to understand, if you're not eating right, you're eating wrong.
Brother Davis.
Yes.
Can you repeat that about you don't have to be a victim? Because I just have concerns from a spiritual standpoint as well as a psychological standpoint that we are, as a people, embracing victimhood and letting victimhood define us, because we have been victimized for so many hundreds of years. But I don't want to stay in that place, because I know what it can do to me physically. It can do to me spiritually. It can do to me mentally, psychologically. And I have to think, you know, past being a victim and think about being a victor.
But you already possess those things that make you a victor. You just got to open the door of those areas of knowledge that would allow you to grow into the level of demonstration. I mean, actually, Scotty, you have already opened doors to millions of people that you don't even realize, because when people listen to what you're saying, they're conversing about it. It's a wake-up call. I mean, when you talk about the prison industrial complex, it's a wake-up call, because it's allowing people to see how the system is strategically organized for them to sustain control. But it never teaches them that beyond that, you don't have to get caught up in the system. And there's something you can do about it. Sure, you can't go directly and break the chain in the system, but from a standpoint of personal growth, you could become a stronger link in the resolve of what is about to happen in the age of Aquarius. And the people must understand this. Go ahead, Brother Dave.
You know, see, and the thing is that Brother Davis is in Scotty's point, they go hand in hand. Scotty is absolutely right. We cannot, so many of us follow this victim teaching. It's because that's the schooling coming out. They schooled us to march. They schooled us to vote. They schooled us to do these things. They schooled us to be victims. When instead of fighting for our lives, instead of defending our lives, we're begging for our lives. When Brother Davis is saying that there will be victims, and we all know this is the truth, but you don't have to be a victim. And that's every single person that's listening, from everything that Brother Davis has just said and everything that Scotty has just said and everything that I said, we've always been really telling you is that you are perfect in what you have. You've been given the greatest gift, that's your free will. If you will to be enslaved, you will be enslaved. If you will to be free, you will be free. And like Brother Davis was saying, is that once you reach out, and it's not just a reaching out where someone is going to do a damn thing for you. It's all about you doing everything for yourself and then you helping others. The most important thing that Brother Davis was saying is that when you reach out, the harmonic energy of the universe responds to that, because it only knows that energy. There's another energy that's been falsely created, and that's an economy. And that is what victimizes you. And what frees you is when you do not participate in man's economy, that you sustain yourself in the ecosystem that the great creator God Almighty has established.
Absolutely.
The universe.
No, Dave, you're actually right. But here, let me give you a little visual, okay? Picture an iceberg on the ocean. What you see of that iceberg is your consciousness as a person. Okay? So that's what you call your aware consciousness. That's what you're aware of, because you see But what you are unaware of is the subconscious, which is also a part of the iceberg, but 80 to 90% of that iceberg is underwater, and that is your subconscious. And as you begin to wake up your subconscious, that 80 to 90% that you don't see above water, that becomes power to your person. Okay? Now, when I say power to your person, I mean you can use it as you manifest it, or you can use it according to the dynamics of life. And remember what I said, in the universe, all living things are connected. Believe me, a lot of what we're going to go through is because of the mindset we're in. And many people who live or are part of institutions of fear or have been following traditions that perpetuate fear are going to be the true victims, because they are going to be too afraid to open that door to self-awareness. But when you open that door to self-awareness, you begin to realize, I don't have to do this. I could do that. And when you reach that point, you'll start looking for information that's going to make you a better person in that understanding. Through that, what I told you about waving your hand. See, sometimes when you wave your hand, you're trying to get attention. And those people who are like-minded, well, you'll get their attention. And all of a sudden, they'll say, well, look here, this is what I read. And you might read a little of that and say, you know what? I think this is leading me in the right direction. But as you conversate in different areas, other people will open other doors. I'm telling you, if you give us, when I say give us, I mean give the universe its right to be the universe, it will give you your right to be what you were created for. And you were not created to be a slave.
Hold on 1 second. We're going to go through a commercial break real quick. So hold on to that, because this is so, so important. And if you could just, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we got to go through this commercial break. And then when we come back, Brother Davis, you got to continue where you are, because it's so, so needed, because it encompasses everything that we're dealing with, and everything else is just a symptom of what the real disease is. And our disease is that we've misplaced our energy, and we need to place our energy in what is sustainable and not what is in unsustainable. And they've given us a false illusion that the economy, where they have rich and the poor, the wealthy and the impoverished, where they have the winners and the losers, but in God's great creation of the universe, everyone is affluent and everyone wins, because there's a harmonic sustainability that's there. So we're going to go for a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get back in with Brother Davis. If you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call. Because the information that's being dropped is just so true, it's so sincere, that is one of the most beautiful things. You're listening to the Candle Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Candle Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rent, aka Dave from LA. And like you said, if you'd like to give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032-POUND, then hit *61. We were talking to Brother Davis, and Brother Davis was actually giving us and was sharing with us the journey of liberation that he and the people that resonate with him, his family and just his whole surroundings, how they resonate. Because let me tell you something, when you resonate, your harmonic frequency is high. There is no low debasement in any death, anger, fear, which is a low frequency that can penetrate you as an individual, because the high frequency is what creates life, and which actually penetrates the bounds of all the evils and all of the deceptions and the lies. It shatters them through the high frequencies. And his brother is resonating in such a high frequency that I really, really appreciate it. Brother David, sorry about we had the commercial break, but what you were saying is so important, and it's really, this is why I call you the prophet stone, because I love it where you take lead and you can take and make it into gold. And it's so important because what you're ministering to now is really to the spiritual side of people that shatters the deception of spirituality and shatters the deception in the downfall of the physical realm. What we see physically is so temporal and such a mirage, and it's a facade. When we should be focusing on the sustainably eternal things within our lives. We know not death. Death is something that has been created through an economy because it comes with a casket, it comes with a funeral, it comes with a mortuary, it comes with flowers and slow song singing and sadness and everything else. And it goes through a ceremony, a low frequency ceremony, when it is the most beautiful part of physical life because it's a great transformation. It's never the end. It's just the beginning of something eternity that you've already known and started on. And I really wanted you to continue where you were going because it helps our people to deal with some of the false flags. And the false flag is everything that's created to enslave you is a false flag. It's not real. It has no bearing unless you give it the life-sustaining force of your energy. Now it becomes a monster. Now it becomes a dragon. Now it becomes a purveyor of death. Then it becomes the Grim Reaper because it steals from you daily. And I just wanted you, Brother Davis, to continue in what you were saying because I really appreciate, and I know our listeners appreciate your offering to the people.
Okay, brother, I'm going to tell you, you hit the nail on the head when you said you give it. See, we as an individual human being, we live in two realms. We live in the objective realm and the subjective realm, okay? Now, what is subjective is manipulating you to choose it, okay? Let me give you an example. Say you you want to buy a pair of shoes, but yet you know your money's kind of tight. You got to juggle a few things here or juggle a few things there. Well, that's the subjective realm. Now, society and the dollar teaches you that you should juggle to get that pair of shoes. But the objective realm teaches you, you don't need that pair of shoes. I mean, really, with your money situation the way it is now, maybe come back in a month. See, because it focuses on what is your necessities. The subjective realm gives you options that are not really options. You see, and that's what the illusion of the subjective realm is about. So we have to move our mindset back into the area of our control, which is the objective realm. Because if we take the subjection out, then all we're going to do is focus on what we're trying to achieve. That's like a woodsman chopping wood. When he goes out in the forest to chop wood, he's looking for a tree that's mature enough that he could chop it down, but would offer him a good amount of firewood. Okay? So he has an objective in mind. But when you're in the subjective realm, you might walk 200 yards in the woods and say, this is far enough. Look, I'll take that tree. Whether it fits the objective or not. See, this is what we were taught through programming. And see, the sad part about it is that a lot of people have found it easier to stop at that 200 yards and chop whatever is available. Now, this is going to cut a few people. So let me get right to you up front. When it comes to spirituality and religiosity, there's a great void of difference. Because spirituality you are born with. Religiosity you have taken the tradition of. Now what do I mean by that? I mean some people choose religiosity because of tradition in their family. Some people choose it because of the circles that are in it. Now, maybe some old frat brothers are in it, or maybe some fraternity sisters are in it. So you want to go there to be around them. It has nothing to do with the need to feed your spiritual self. Because literally, you're not choosing it because of spiritual need. So when it comes to your spirituality, that's born in you. It, of course, it's dormant on many because they haven't evolved to understand that it needs nutrition. It needs nourishment. And in nourishing that, you have to do things with your mind to wake up the subconscious to be able to tap in to the universe. And religiosity, they want you to follow. In the spirituality, it wants you personally to grow in many areas that you choose, whether it be an area of health, whether it be the area of mental development, whether it be the area of physical development, because spirituality could literally move in all of those areas. I'm quite sure you've seen people doing yoga, it's a yep. spiritual development. You've seen people doing Tai Chi, it's a spiritual development. You see people doing anything, breathing. Have you heard of breatharians? Breathing is a spirituality. And see, you can't approach these things on a level that leaves you open enough to receive the messages from the cosmos and your intuitive gene. And the reason why I put the intuitive gene in there is because when you elevate, you start to elevate yourself, a lot of what you will learn will be given to you through these practices. That's why you see people doing more meditation now, because mediumistic travel is not something that you've heard from me alone, but you've heard it from me before, okay? Breathing opens you up to an elevation of spirituality, not because I can do it personally, but because we all have access to it. Hmm. We must be objective when we pursue what is best for us. So we must start inside, because everything outside of us is subjective. Now I'm really hoping that you guys are grasping this, because yes. literally I've been trying to put something together so I could take this step by step to give you an understanding to open that door so you could seek the information from those people in your environments, because every environment that has living beings has those who are spiritually aware and those who are spiritually unaware. And that's what it is mm-hmm. when you are in a position where you're walking around seeking something and you don't know what it is, because guess what? Religiositists love that, because they can get you to believe that what they are doing is what you need, and they're not concerned with how it affects you. And see, anything that's not helping you grow or at least nourishing you is taken away from you.
I have I'm sorry,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, just what you've been saying been resonating with me, and it's just bringing back, you know, old thoughts. Like, I was, you know, once trapped in religiosity because, you know, out of tradition. Because that's what I was taught, that's what I was brought up in. But as I became mm-hmm. older and I started seeking a personal connection to the source, some people call it the creator, some people call it the cosmos, some people call it the source. And then I determined that I don't need religion, because religion is man's teachings, when I can access the original source myself and be taught by that source myself. All this man is teaching me is what he has been taught, and that, you know, which has been, you know, just these traditions and things of that nature. And so I tapped into the source. Another thing is, every time I have become a victim, I was not operating in spirituality. Okay, I was not operating in my true self, and I allow myself to what some people call getting into the physical or the flesh. When I want to clarify something I said. I said, you know, I'm afraid of people having a victim mentality and not a victor's mentality. But when I say victor, I don't mean victimizer. Because I'm seeing that that's another extreme that victims will go to, that they will seek not just to prevent themselves from becoming victims, but then they want to become victimizers. And to me, that's not a victor.
Right.
So I just wanted to clarify
that. Let me help you there. In spirituality, there are no victors and there are no victimizers. They're all individuals. Now, the reason being is because there is no platitude of success. You see,
Brother Davis, when I say victor, I mean operating in my true self. That's what I mean. I don't mean I've won a victory over someone else. That's what I mean.
When you are operating in your true self, you are in the process of waking up. Okay? So as those things become open to you and you study, you begin, because of spiritual nature, you'll begin to see where you fit, where your comfort zone is, what your ancestors will speak to you in this learning process, because you're not alone. You see, that's another thing people, they begin to think that I'm doing this myself. No, you're not. I mean, you have ancestors that have gone before you that are literally, and some people are going to take this personal, and at this stage of the game, I don't care. They're not dead. They're waiting for you to wake up. And as you wake up, then you become more empowered. Understand this. They cannot give you more than you can handle. You understand what I'm saying? So you can't give a gun to a child. Okay? But you can teach the child what that is and nourish them until they evolve to the point where they can learn to use this proficiently. And that's what spirituality does. As we're born human, we evolve to our divine being. Did someone say hello?
I was agreeing with you. No, I'm sorry, Rusty Davis. I was just saying, I was so agreeing with you. You know, to Scotty's point and the point that you made, Brother Davis, this is why I love Kando Radio Show. This is why I love Black Talk Radio Network. This is why I love this show, you know, and Brother Davis, Mr. Davis, Brother Bragg, and everyone, we are all a part of this show. This is not, my show. This is our show. And one of the things that Brother Davis said is that's so important is that you know, when he gave the example of the brother going into the woods to get firewood and he finds a mature tree that he can get part of it from, he just doesn't just indiscriminately take everything. Because, and it goes right with what Scotty was saying, because what Scotty was saying is something that we all do, and this is the responsible part of that. Then we gotta go to a commercial break. This is what the responsible part of what Scotty was saying that we all endure. And I love that Scotty expressed it and said it, because all of us go through it. This is why it's so important to have a dialogue. See, the system teaches you to be a consumer. While if you consume, we've been taught to be consumers, and we don't give into the spiritual side of things where there are no consumers, because you feed the root before you eat the fruit. And when Scotty talked about, you know, he doesn't want to be a victim and then be a victimizer, that's because Scotty doesn't want to take more than what he should. That is the elevation of all our spirituality, to come out of being a consumer instead of feeding, just primarily eating the fruit, but feeding the root, so that there will be more fruit that will bear. That's what Brother Davis is talking about, spirituality. It doesn't allow you to take more than what you should have. And this is where religion is a consumer-based ritual practice of consuming, because it's never enough. The church is never big enough. The tithes and offering are never enough. This and that, because they only have a one-sided consumer-based thought process. It's nothing that is where it feeds the fruit. I mean, feeds the root of the overall living being, so that can continue to be. Listen, we've got to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get back to our conversation about what's going on in the world and how we need to prepare for it, because believe me, what we need to prepare for is more spiritually based than our spiritualness will manifest itself physically. And then this is where you become, you transfer from becoming a soldier to becoming a warrior. We were built as warriors. We were never minimized as soldiers. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Then we go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3616. The system code is 54-9032 pound and hit star 61. We'll be right back up. This is Rick.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032 pound. That's 549-032 pound. To signal the host, hit star 61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Andrew Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening today, and we are speaking with our brother, Brother Davis, and we're talking about some of the events that are going on in the world and what's going to happen. You know, I had a whole show laid out, and this is what I love about Tando Radio Show. Forget what you lay out in the show. You go where the need is, and there's so much to talk about. I know Brother Davis, there's things that we need to do with Brother Davis. There are things that we need to do with Sister Davis. There are things that we need to do with so many different people, Brother Bragg, you know, the CC, a bunch of everyone. We need to do certain things. And the thing is that we will. But right now, at the moment of edification, at the time of where you need to actually feed your spirit, is some of the most important times. There is no such thing. Fear is what prevents you from acting. The coward and the fear both, the coward and the person of valor both experience fear at the exact same time. The difference is that the coward is motivated to action the coward is paralyzed by the fear, and the person of valor is motivated to action. This is who we are and what we need to do. And there's so much, and first and foremost, what we have to first start to do is to get our spiritual house, and Brother Davis will always say this, get our spiritual house in order. Not our religious house, not our religious practice house in order, not our individual, taught religion in order. What we really need to get in order is who we've been created. And once you do that, it's liberating, and you can't stop it if you choose not to stop it. You don't need to question it, you just need to continue in it. There's a difference between faith and knowing. Once you know, you no longer need faith, because you are a creator. The great creator God Almighty gave you the ability to create life from energy. And this is where you have to create the energy in which you want to have encased and encompassing and shielded and hedged around you. It's so important that we understand that and continue in that way. Brother Davis,
I'm here, brother.
It's as always, and I truly appreciate it. It's so much, because like you said in the first part of your call, is that we need to really, in this time, really get down to some of the essentials, and this is the key part, and we need to commit more time to this, we need to bring you back, you and Sister Davis back, to really reinforce and to continue to feed the roots, so that everyone that listens to the Tando Radio Show can now start their own movement a leaderless movement, so that we can be the tidal waves that supersedes all of the structures that man has built. That's the one great thing about a tidal wave, is that we, you know, we look at the destructive nature of it, but we look at it wrong. Instead of looking at the destructive nature of it, look at the essential building of a tsunami. It destroys what man has built.
Absolutely.
And this is a natural process in so many ways. So, Brother Davis, we sometimes they taught us to fear what we should embrace, and we should be, and we should move away from what they embrace, because it's death that they embrace. And we need to really move towards that. That's why so many of us are you know, from our emotional state, our mental, you know, the mental illness that is rampant, is because you cannot do and live a unnatural, synthetic life with an all-natural body. You can't feed it synthetic food. You can't feed it synthetic water. You can't quench it with synthetic water. You can't give it synthetic means and expect it for it to have a natural process. We need to get back to what's natural. And I really do appreciate you for bringing that to us at all times. But go ahead, Brother David. Let me cut you off.
All of those things are exactly right on point. And I'm going to tell you, there's so much more involved. There's the power of feminine energy. There's the power of independent operating in the spirit. There's so much that we really need to be exposed to. A lot of times on the show, we are not going to have the time to, but we can give you the incentive to go out and seek passage in those areas and then call in. If you're not sure about an area that you're being exposed to, call in and say, well, listen, brother, this is what someone told me, and I did a reading, and this is my opinion of it, and I'll do my due diligence on my part to help you where I can. Because, see, here's the main thing I want you to understand. Everything live and living is connected. So, therefore, when you speak to your plants as they're growing, they bloom more. If you sing to your garden, it prospers more. So, all of these things are in tune with what we are to be as beings. And the reason why I say it's to be as beings, because we are born human, but as we develop and expand our energy, we become divine, because we're working on the level of the cosmos plan. And to give you just a quick synopsis, when a woman gets pregnant, that egg inside her that has been fertilized starts to go around and around and around. And during that 9 months, the organs grow in at their proper time. The extremities grow in at their proper time. The mind develops at its proper time. And the brain develops at its proper time. And at the end of that 9 months, that baby's in the exact position to be delivered. That, literally, is what's called the Creator's blueprint of life. And we can go into deeper into that a little later, but there's a whole lot more, brothers and sisters. Please open your eyes, do your own due diligence, and come back with your questions, because that makes it easier for me, because I have a lot of things that I'm working on in reference to my own personal spiritual growth that I can't lay on you, because if you're not there yet, you won't be able to make the connection. And the main thing that I have to get you to understand is, being spiritual, we are all connected, and we must understand where we are in the chain. So, listen, brother, it's always good, but I look forward to getting together with you. I'll give you a call tomorrow, see if we can't work out something.
Yeah, give us a call. We're here. Did you get my text? I text you the address.
Okay, yeah, I got the text. But I haven't gotten on the road in the last couple of days, so. But listen, I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay, we'll talk. I just want to thank everyone. Thank you, Brother Davis. I want to thank you all. Thanks, Scotty. Thank you all for listening to Kando Radio Show. That's the end of the show for today. Remember, it's never goodbye. It's always, I'll see you later. And we got to hurry up and get out of here. So much love, much respect. We will catch you on Monday, live show, God willing. And remember, before to be a blessing, before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. Much love and much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing how you love. It's down a rugged road you've gone. Though you had every reason, you didn't come undone.